Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
You are glorified. beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
I'm your vessel.
and satisfied just to see you glorified. Oh, dear Lord, I ask you to take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. That the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. From I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Let us pray. We bless you and we thank you. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We bless your holy name, O God. You are worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. And so we bless you and we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is worthy of honor. And so, Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you and we glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We exalt the name of Jesus. We glorify your name. And so, Lord, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. We lift the name of Jesus. There's no other name like Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. And so, Lord, this morning we come into your presence. Hallelujah. To say thank you, Lord. We honor your presence in our midst this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father, we thank you not only this morning, but your presence is with us 24/7, oh God. Oh, Father, we cannot make it without you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. And so, Father, we give you glory. We lift up your name, the name above every name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we ask for mercy, mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us, oh God, for sin of omission and commission. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you, oh God. We pray for mercy, mercy, mercy this morning. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. O Father God, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory in the name of Jesus. And so this morning we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Release your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment that we're in right now in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our environment in the name of Jesus, whether we're home, in our cars, on our jobs, the blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami and cleanse our environment. Let the blood of release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We took our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We took this radio block talk in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The radio in the blood of Jesus. The service in the blood of Jesus. We took our thoughts in the blood of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. Take away things in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Let the blood of Jesus flush out everything that is not of you from in our lives. Let the blood of Jesus flush everything that is not of you from our lives, O God. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the justification that is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your blood sanctifies us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeems us. We thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus. And so, Father God, we come, O God. Hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Mercy for our children and our grandchildren. Release the blood, release the blood. Wash our sins away, O God. O Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of man, the armor of God and the armor of light. the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on each and every one of us that's under the sound of our voice. Oh, Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on, oh God, in the name of Jesus, armor of God and armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God. And the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us, O God. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, be a wall of fire around us. Send your holy angels, O God, to minister to us, to do your bidding in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, to guide and protect us and do your bidding in our lives. War on our behalf, O God. Do what you will, God, your bidding in our lives. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels in the name of Jesus. And our Holy Spirit, this morning, we pray, O Holy Spirit, that you move in our lives. Move in our midst, Holy Ghost. Move in our hearts. Move in our minds. Move in our thoughts, Holy Spirit. Let there be a mighty move of the Holy Ghost in our lives. And let there be a mighty move of the Holy Spirit in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives. Move in every area, hover over our lives. Let there be light, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the light of God begin to shine in those dark areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost burn everything in us that does not bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Burn everything in us. Spirit of the living God, burn everything in us that does not bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, uproot things in our lives that does not glorify your name. Uproot things in our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name, hallelujah. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you, Jesus. We don't want love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. We thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the master of the Kurumase. Yekere master of the Kurumase of the Kurumase. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, the master of the Kurumase of the Kurumase. Yekere master of the Kurumase of the Kurumase. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We come against every satanic agenda against our lives, against our destiny. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in our lives, in the lives of our children and grandchildren and our spouses, in the lives of all those that are under the sound of my voice, not by might of power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And so, Lord, as I bring your word this morning, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence. Have your way. Let your word come forth. Power the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I decrease, and Jesus, you increase. And so we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for the edification of the word, oh God, in our lives. Father God, we thank you, Lord. In the beginning was the word, oh God, and the word was God, oh God. The word was with God. In the beginning, the word, full of grace, full of truth. Oh, Father, we thank you for the bread of life. The Father, we thank you for the fresh manna. Oh, God, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm just going to walk over a few things in the Word. I want you to be attentive, and I pray that even after I release this Word, you take your time and you read the scriptures and this morning on your own when you have time. I want us to look at Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you. And at once you will find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." Place to fulfill what was spoken to the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, "See, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey and a colt the fall of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowd is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Hallelujah. I know yesterday was Palm Sunday. I know many of you heard different sermons, and we praise God. I pray that you open your ears to hear what the Lord is speaking this morning. Hallelujah. To us as individuals too, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're looking at Jesus riding on a colt, on a donkey, into Jerusalem. First of all, let me say this. Jesus is the prophet, the king, and the priest. Hallelujah. And now we see Jesus coming as the king. He's the king of kings. He rides on a donkey. Hallelujah. The donkey symbolizes humility, peace. He comes in peace. Hallelujah. Human man will ride on a horse, comes on a donkey. We symbolize peace, humility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then this donkey here, we talk about the colt, which was a colt is less than. Most we classify a colt being less than 4 years old. When you see a colt was ridden by a new king, we show a transfer of rulership. So the donkey symbolized arrival of peace. Jerusalem, Shalom, peace. Hallelujah. When you see a king riding on a horse, he's ready for war. But Jesus does not come in that way. He comes with peace. Hallelujah. Riding on something so lowly. A donkey, which was prophesied in Isaiah 9:9. Amen. So when you hear the quote, remember the symbol of peace. Who is the Prince of Peace? That is Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And when you see Jesus riding on a donkey, it's a symbol of humility. Humility. When he rides on a donkey, humility, you see peace. Hallelujah. And you see humility. That, you know, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. That's a peace that even in the midst of a storm, I don't know, the Lord releases a peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. And that humility in the name of Jesus. And many times we have to all try to move in that peace. Humility and compassion. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be like you. So you want to, when people see you, when you go somewhere, they must not see all this person coming for confusion. If they hear your voice, they mustn't run from you because of confusion. And everybody know you as someone who starts something, someone who's full of confusion. You want to be like Jesus, especially as a son and daughter. It is no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. So as Christ lives inside of us, we should allow Christ to take that reign in us. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, you are giving him the lordship over your life. Everything you do is to bring glory and honor to his name. You allow him to work in your life completely and totally. That's why there should be no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. So the Spirit of Christ that's inside of you controls you completely, take over your human spirit. So you begin to walk and talk like Jesus. Yes, it's a process, but how much do we want it? How much do we want to be like Jesus? And the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. You really desire to be like Jesus. Do you yearn to be like Jesus? Is it a form of godliness? Hallelujah. So, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So you see humility, humbleness, and you see that peace. Jesus said, I give you peace, not the peace of the world, but the peace that comes from the Father. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on him. So when our minds are stayed on him, he keeps us in perfect peace. When your mind stayed on him, you don't have anxiety. Hallelujah. You have given your life to him and surrender your life to him. Hallelujah. You have allowed the Holy Spirit to take over your life. Hallelujah. And this is where we all want to be. You allow the Holy Spirit to possess you. to possess me. So we do nothing like man would think. We think according to what God will do because it is God. Hallelujah. Kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added unto you. So you do not have that spirit of anxiety. You don't have that spirit of confusion. You don't have that spirit of pride and haughtiness. You allow the Lord to uproot those things out of our lives and live lives that are pleasing to him, that will exemplify Christ in us. Some of us may be the only Bible that someone will read because of the way we live our lifestyle. So what are you looking at? Humility of a king. Compassion of a king. Hallelujah. Love of a king. Hallelujah. That's when you look at Jesus, you're looking at his characteristics. Hallelujah. When you read your Bible, you're studying about who he is and what he is. Hallelujah. You want to know more about him. You're not just coming because you want him to give you stuff. No, because it's your desire to know more about Jesus and to go deeper with him. When we look at the coats, the Bible says in Matthew 21, the coats, they spread their coat where? On the donkey. Hallelujah. On the donkey. Hallelujah. That means when you spread your coat, hallelujah, on that donkey, and Jesus sitting on your coat. What is coat? Hallelujah. You have released humanity to divinity. When you spread your coat on the donkey, you have released humanity to divinity. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Everything negative, everything, you have released it to Jesus. Jesus, take it away. Take away things that does not please Almighty God. Jesus, take it. I do not want this. This thing, these things that have helped me in bondage, I do not want these things. When you take your coat off, some coats need to be taken off. Hallelujah. You're taking that mask. Because sometimes you can't hide who you are. But you're taking the mask off. You're taking that. And you say, Lord, I come to you just as I am. Just as I am now, you have just a divine exchange. Hallelujah. Now you're taking on Christ's humility. And you're releasing your pride, our haughtiness, our negativism. We release it freely to the King of Kings. How many of you ready to release those things of God? Let him ride on it. Hallelujah. Let him ride. I don't want to live this life. I don't want to do this thing. But I want to live for Jesus. You remember, God gave Adam and Eve. He made them coats of animal skin. Hallelujah. Now, these coats are being surrendered to Jesus. because man did not need no more cooks that God had made, because Jesus' ultimate price on the cross, so just before, the week before, man is releasing, because prophetic words are coming to pass. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, you got to release humanity for divinity. Humanity, if you walk, humanity is walking by the flesh. Divinity is walking by the spirit. And then some release their coats on the ground. Hallelujah. I no more. And so the donkey rides on the ground, walks on their coats. Hallelujah. Stepping on all the things that have kept us in bondage. Stepping on the head of the serpent, because you have released your humanity. You release your humanity. That there's no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. What is holding you back? Hallelujah. You're stepping on, you're crushing all the things in you. You're releasing it to Christ. And he walks. Hallelujah. You spread the palm branches. Christ, on the road, palm branches on the road, and they spread it for the donkey to walk on the palm branches. It's not your victory. It is Christ's victory. It's not you. You don't do these things on your own. It's Christ who does it. Hallelujah. You cannot be victorious on your own. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your victory comes in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking this morning? Joe. So when you look at all those things, I can break it down for each characteristic. I don't have some of Jesus Christ. And this is where we're releasing forgiveness, the forgiveness. Those are the things we are giving up. Bad habits, negative attitudes. Hallelujah. And you're releasing it. Things in our generational bloodline. Release it. Uproot it, oh God. I want to live for you. You remember, those of you who are on the foundation. So those things that have come into your life that makes the foundation faulty, you're releasing it to God. And you're asking God to uproot those things out of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus rides on the donkey. That means he has complete authority over you. He will tell that donkey which way to go, which way not to go, what to do, what not to do. You do not tell Jesus what to do. He rides that donkey. You are that donkey that he rides on. Amen. You. And he directs and leads. But what is he riding you to? Jerusalem, where there's peace. Hallelujah. When you release everything in you that is not of God, lies, everything, you come into that place of peace. Am I going to say storms will rage? Yes, storms will rage. But you have that inner peace. Father, I thank you this morning for your word. In the name of Jesus, thank you. I receive your word. I thank you, Lord. I keep hearing compassion, humility, love. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, that we can walk by the Spirit of Christ. And not our flesh. We surrender our lives to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, godless of what's going on around, we trust you. Have your way in our lives. Thank you for that peace. That's a fact of all understanding. Your grace is sufficient for us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we move through this week, let this word stay in our minds and thought, the peace of Christ. Peace. You talk about your covenant of peace. The peace that regardless of what people do or say, we have peace within us. Peace as a weapon. Spirit of the Lord says, use peace too as a weapon. Not everything, somebody say A, you say B. Hallelujah. Peace can be a weapon against the enemy because the enemy expects for you to act like and act crazy. He wants you to put back that coat on of that the coat of flesh. But keep that. So the enemy might poke at the different weaknesses in your life, using people close to you, using people around you. But keep, no, do not succumb to the enemy. You don't have to answer. Use this as a weapon. Some things you just ignore. While you're ignoring it, you're releasing it to Almighty God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore, amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. Go in the peace of Christ. God bless you.